Okay, first off, on a personal note, I would like to thank everyone for their generous donations for the Sefer, for the Yadrim. And Rabbi Shabtai said within like minutes it was taken care of, so thank you for everyone here. And also for personal note for me, I always very much look forward to Wednesdays because I was able to be able, we were able to learn Torah and be able to grow together. So thank you so much. You know, it's easier to prepare a shir, but it's hard to be able to grow together, be able to learn together, to be able to come out. You know, it could be in Florida and it could just be relaxing. And so it's very inspiring for me to be able to see people who devote time on Mondays and Wednesdays. And it just shows you at the end of the day, that it's very inspiring for me. I mean, there's nothing more that I could say for that. So we now get to the Torah. We said this idea before, a few weeks back, but I think it's very apropos for pre-Pesach. And then we'll get to the real idea for the Parsha. So we know that Kedushas Levi, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, said that there's a very famous idea that Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos and called Chag HaPesach. And one of my students is called Chodesh HaAviv. We're not going to deal with that today. So he says, what is that? Why is it somewhere in the Torah, some places in the Torah it says Chag HaMatzos, and some places it calls it Chag HaPesach? So he says, it's such a beautiful idea. He says, you know, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, I think on Hey or Vav, early on in the Masechta, it says, Chodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. Right? Chodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin, what's written? It says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. How great are the Jewish people? What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says, at the end of the day, each one of us are praising each other. In our tefillin, we praise Hashem. In Hashem's tefillin, He's praising us. So that's why the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim. Shir Shirim is such a popular, so it's very popular nowadays, especially after the Seder. A lot of Hasidim and a lot of Jews have the minhag to be able to say Shir Shirim as you're falling asleep, to pick yourself up from those dalal kosos and say Shir Shirim. So the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Ani l'dodi, l'dodi li, I'm to my beloved is to me. So this is a nice marriage for it. Says the Kedushas Levi, if you want to know why it's called Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach, who are we praising? We're praising Hashem that He jumped over our homes on Makos Perchoros. He skipped over our homes. Chag HaMatzos! Chag HaMatzos, who is praising who? Hashem is praising us. That when I said it was time to leave, you didn't wait for the matzah, you didn't wait for the bread to rise. You said it was time to go. Chag HaMatzos. Such a beautiful insight in relationships, and specifically in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically looks for the good in us, and we look for the good in Him. So I think it's such a beautiful message. So at the end of the day, we should be zocheh be'ez Hashem this time to be able to look for the good in each other, to be able to look for the good in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The more we look for the good in each other and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more He will look for the good in us as well. Very famous, and I didn't see it until today, but such a beautiful idea. The Pasuk says in the Parsha, Adam ki yakriv mikem, right? Bar karbonos. Pasuk Beis, right in the beginning of the Parsha. So I saw in one of my new favorite sefer, Otzar Plos HaTorah, a very thick sefer. Almost, I don't know how many pages is it. Like 1,200 pages for the price of $21. Not bad. So he says over here, anyone here's an accountant could do the math of how much each page is worth. So he quotes over here Rabbi Chaim Paltiel, one of the Rishonim. He says here that he learns with the Baal Tosos Toch by the Maharam Rudenberg. He says, Mikem, Adam Kiyakrav Mikem, Mikem is Gemachia Meya. And he says over there, anyone who says 100 brachos is as if you brought a carbon. Shekola Omer Meya brachos b'choyom, hare yosem yikuba mishahakrav mina behem of aboker. Someone who says 100 brachos is as if or even better than you even brought a carbon. And he quotes over here, he quotes the Shachal Torah, Mikem Gemachia Meya, Rem is the Meya brachos b'choyom. And the Shachal Torah says the same idea. Someone who says 100 brachos a day, it's as if he brought a carbon. So I want to try to understand what exactly it is. You say 100 brachos a day, it's as if you brought a carbon. Before we get to the meat, he even quotes the Rokeach. Rokeach writes in his Siddur al Tfilah, and he says, if you look actually in the Parsha, the Parsha has 102 karbonos, 102 psukim, 100 of the 112 psukim, or 102? 100 and... I have to get the stone chumash out over here, right? I think it says 112... 111. It says there are 111 psukim in the parsha, and he says dafka there's 100 of them devoted to devoted to karbanos. Why is it devoted 100 to karbanos? Be able to make this connection, because there's a strong connection between making brachos and bringing a karban. So he says that if you look from the beginning of Vayikra al Moshe until Vanirtza lo lechaper, Lamaisa, he says there's a hundred brachas. But at the end of the day, what's the strong connection between bracha and a karma? So I saw a beautiful insight from Rav Biederman. Rav Biederman quoted Rav Pinkus Zatzal, beautiful insight of exactly what a bracha is. I'm just going to read it from the page. Rav Biederman, we quoted him from before, the past few weeks. He has tremendous insights. And you get his stuff free online. I can give anyone the email. It's unbelievable. It's in English. It's in Hebrew. You can even get it in Yiddish if anyone wants. You for the Jikaverse or for whatever you want. He says here, when people aren't getting along, everything can turn around if one of them greets the other one happily and speaks to him in friendship. I know this very well as a teacher. You know, when you get a kid in trouble, the next day you give him a compliment. It's like it didn't even happen. And you get rid of the detention. He's good to go. Until now, they hardly spoke. Because of that one friendly approach of one of them, the other one's heart melts and he responds in a friendly manner. Something similar, says Rav Pinkus, happens when we say the 100 brachos. If there is chalila division, which separates between Hashem and the Jewish nation, the situation is rectified when we say brachos to Hashem. This turns the situation around and kviyachol motivates Hashem to act with friendship towards us as well. I think at the end of the day, what's a karban? A karban is mechaper. A karban tries to atone for the person who did something wrong. I really think that's what a bracha is. A bracha is patting a Kadosh Baruch on the back and said, Hashem, you know what? I did something wrong. I want to come back to you. I'm just like that friend, right? You got in a fight with your wife. You know, at the end of the day, you give into the Yetzirah about not. It doesn't matter about being right. Just about, you know, they say happy wife is a happy life. At the end of the day, you realize you're wrong. And you say something nice. It's as if you put it away. That's exactly what a bracha is. And he even quotes his own idea. He's like, even more so. What is exactly a bracha? Such an amazing thing. A bracha brings down tremendous shefa. When a person makes a bracha, makes a blessing, Kadosh Baruch Hu, all he wants to do is give you tremendous abundance. Right? When your kid is doing does something good, all you want to do is give him great things. But listen to this. This is what he says. When one praises Hashem for the good he enjoys in life, he makes a shahakal on a coffee. Hashem replies, do you think that what you have is good? I'll show you what's really good. I'll show you what's really good. You make a bracha on a coffee, oh, I'll show you what's really good. You know, at the end of the day, give him a raise. Let him find a $20 bill when he's going to shul right before Shabbos. Great feeling, by the way. Happened a couple weeks ago. I asked my father just to put it in the car. Because then I would have to dump it out of my... I don't know if that ever happened to you on Shabbos. You know, like you're walking and then you have to dump the $20 and then you think it's going to... Yeah, you stand on it. Exactly. Real Jew, Baruch Hashem, right? Exactly. Right? At the end of the day, there's no greater feeling. So Hashem says, you make a bracha, you think what you have is good, I'll show you what's good. And the opposite's also true. In contrast, when one complains and isn't satisfied with his life, Hashem may say, you think your life is bad? I'll show you what's bad, and then he'll suffer more. Chas v'sham. At the end of the day, it's all about perspective. That's what a bracha is. A bracha is like on ways. It's like redirecting. Redirecting, you know, is that what they say? What's the word? Redirecting or recalculating? Right? Recalculating. You know, the whole day could be going off. But you make that bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you recalculate, and you're coming back to me, you're good to go. And I thought this happened to be very connected to a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, actually a Medrash in Shir HaShirim. Medrash says an amazing thing. Medrash says in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Hey Gimel. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Banai, my son, Pischu li Pesach Echa Kechuto Shal Machat, make a little opening of a needle, V'ani Eftach Lachem Pesach Kefischo Sha'ulo. You open up a little bit of a needle, and I'm going to open up the whole room. I thought, such a tremendous insight. What is it? Why dafka a needle? My friend Noam Mishkov, it's actually his father, Shloshim tonight, Shem should bless him. This year should be for Yitzhak Meir ben Gershon, also for Shlomo for Daniel ben Frum, so he said an amazing idea. He quoted the Kotzker Rebbe to me, and I found it inside. You know, sometimes you can see great things in the Haggadah. This is Haggadah that I got from, my wife got it for me when we were, one of our first early years married, so she knows that I like Hasidish Torah, so they have a Haggadah with all Hasidish Rebbeim. So he quoted the Kotzker here. Why dafka a needle? So he says a needle punctures something very, very, could be very, very thin. But what happens as soon as it punctures? Something that opens up very, very big. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if you make your bracha, if you do your part, you just do a little something for me, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you the rest of the world. That's what the Chazal say, Habal Latayr Messiah so. If you come to be able to do a little better, you want to have a little better Avodas Hashem, a little better davening, you can't have Kavanah the whole Shemona Esrei, okay, try a little bit today before Magen Avos, try a little bit today in Rifa'inu. If you open up a mission and say, you know what, Mishnah is very, very long, But you know what I'm going to try to do this Pesach? This Pesach, I'm going to try to learn the first parak. I'm going to try to do the first parak. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you want to try to do a little bit? I'm going to open up the whole room. And says, that's specifically why I need him. The needle just has to have like a little pinch. A little something good. A little tap. You know, a little connection. And then it's all good. And I think the opposite is also true. They say an idea from the Vilna Gaon. If you look at the word chametz, and if you look at the word matzah, very similar words. Very similar words, right? The mem, the tzari and the tzari. What's the difference? It's the ches and the hay. Chametz is ches, and matzah is the hay. But what's that little difference between the hay and the ches? It's just that little line, right? That little door that's opened by a hay. What's a ches? Right, you leave the bread in for an extra minute. Chametz. You take it out right before. It's matzah. You make that one little bracha. Make that one little, you know, text message to someone you got into a fight with, and for the most ridiculous reason in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's matzah. And the opposite is also true. If a person doesn't do that little step, it could be chametz. It could be something negative. It could be something bad. I don't know why. Sometimes my Rabbi Weinberger always likes to say, when something pops in your head in a shir, you should always say it. A couple of days ago, I don't even know. My wife and I got into a fight. Hopefully, she doesn't listen to these things. And then we were joking about it a couple of days later. Do you even remember what the fight was about? And at the end of the day, we had no idea, zero idea, right? I'm getting very personal over here, right? At the end of this month, so it's okay, right? So at the end of the day, it's a little, there are little things. It's all about the little things in life. It's all about a bracha, it's about the text message, it's all about a little mishnah, a little this, a little that. And I think it's such an emes gevurah. Well, I end off with two stories. One is a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Rabbi Goldberg wrote this in his Emuna WhatsApp group earlier in the year. Someone who was suffering from depression, and unfortunately that terrible machla, which a lot of people suffer from nowadays. So Rabbi once got a letter from this person, and I'm just going to read it. The letter said, I would like the Rebbe's help. I wake up each day sad and apprehensive. I can't concentrate. I find it hard to pray. I keep the mitzvos, but I find no spiritual satisfaction. I go to the synagogue, but I feel alone. I begin to wonder what life is about. I need help. The Rebbe sent a brilliant reply back. You know this? The Rebbe sent a brilliant reply back that did not use even a single word. He simply circled the first word of every sentence in the letter and sent it back. The author of the letter understood, and he was on the path to greater happiness and hope. The circle word at the beginning of each sentence was I, right? I can't concentrate. I find it hard to pray. I keep the commandments. I begin to wonder. I need help. You start to think about someone else. You start to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu. You start to think about your fellow brothers and sisters. And then you're going to get out of your depression. The people that I know, specifically in my family or friends, the people who are the most happy are the people that do things for other people. People that serve Kadosh Baruch Hu in a real way. People that are constantly doing things for people in the community. And unfortunately, the opposite is true also. When someone's fully focused on what's my next meal going to be, or what's the next TV show I'm going to watch, or what's the next pleasure I'm going to get, it's about me. That is the opposite of what a bracha is. A bracha is specifically giving, you recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're recognizing every little thing, and you're thankful for what you have, and you're recognizing something else. That's like, you're putting in that needle. At the end of the day, someone who doesn't do that, it's doing the opposite as well. Just to end off with this story. So I have a friend, his name is Moshe Lehrer, lives in Teaneck, sister just got engaged, lives in right around B'nai Yeshar. An amazing story he once told me. And I even heard this from Rav Shor also. There was a girl whose mother was very, very sick. She decided in Schuss Refuah Shleima for my mother to have Refuah Shleima, whenever I make a bracha, I'm going to have someone be able to say amen to my bracha. What happened was, she kept this going for 3-4 months. Unfortunately, it was a terrible tragedy. The mother passed away. But she still kept the minhag. A few months will later go by, and she's very, very thirsty. Her father's not home. She's an only child. And she's very thirsty, and she holds back until her father gets home. I guess there were no neighbors, whatever it was. Her father gets home, and she makes the bracha. It's a true story. That night, what happened was, her mother came to her in a dream. And sometimes you read these stories, you don't believe them. I heard this from 3 different people, who heard it from the source. Her mother came to her in a dream and told her that what she did that day was a tremendous, tremendous thing. A tremendous, mysterious nefesh. That she waited for someone to be able to make that bracha. What happened? That day, a girl in her class was supposed to have a tumor recognized, and unfortunately, she was supposed to get it removed. Because she made that bracha, one bracha, one amen, what happened was, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided in the Beis HaNeshama that the tumor would not be there, and she would have a complete refuah shleima. She woke up, she remembered the dream, she told her father. Her father that morning ran over to the girl's father and said, How's your daughter feeling? Is she okay? And the guy said, how did you know? We didn't tell anyone. Like, it was a tremendous miracle. Yesterday it was there. We went to the doctor this morning or whatever. Let's say it was later in the day. And the doctors have no explanation. So at the end of the day, should bless us. At the end of the day, Adam ki yakrav mikem. Mikem is gematria brachos. Mikem is gematria 100. What does 100 represent? 100 represents brachos. And that's what a bracha is. A bracha is recognizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And just as Rav Pinkus beautifully said, Rav Pinkus said, at the end of the day, when someone's relationship is not going well, and you do, you do one little thing, make that bracha, that changes the whole thing around. And I think that's the exact word of the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe was saying, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you open your needle. If you do a little bit of Oros Hashem, you do a little work for me, I'm gonna show you great things. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now, especially now before Pesach. There's so much to do. We do a little bit at a time. We just try to help our families as much as we can. Get ready for Yom Tov, Be'ez Hashem. If we do this, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with all great things. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to eat from the zochim and the psachim in the Shalom.